Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is the 87th episode of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. And in today's podcast, I am going to be discussing the topic, making a U-turn. Making a U-turn. Well, I guess I can call this make a U-turn. My anchor scripture today, by the grace of God, is going to be taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I'm reading from the King James Version. The King James Version. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'll read that again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And all things have become new. So what does it mean to make a U-turn? Well, think about it. If you're, let's say you're driving somewhere, you're driving with a GPS, and you start heading in the wrong direction on a particular stretch of road, many times the GPS will tell you to make a U-turn. You'll say, you know what, this road you're going on currently is not the right road. Make a U-turn. Now, if you immediately make a U-turn, then you get back to a good place very quickly. But if you don't listen to the GPS, and you keep going and going and going and going, then when you finally make that U-turn, you're going to have to walk back a lot to get back to your rightful place. So, what are some areas in your life where you need to make a U-turn? Ask yourself that question. Is there a wrong road you're presently taking in life? Is there a way you are taking right now that you need to turn back from? Again, the fact that you've been on a road for a long period of time does not mean you cannot make a U-turn. Look at Paul. Paul committed many atrocities. He was arranging for Christians to be captured. He even held the clothes of people that stoned Stephen. But God arrested him along the way to Damascus, and Paul made a U-turn. He made a U-turn, God used him for his glory, and he wrote about two-thirds of the New Testament. He was not one of the original 12 apostles, but God used him for many great and mighty things. Look at the prodigal son. The prodigal son messed up big time, you know, took his inheritance early, left, blew it on the pleasures of life. But then he made a U-turn. He made a U-turn. Let me tell you this. The fact that you've made bad decisions, you've headed in the wrong direction, does not mean God cannot save you. Does not mean that God cannot turn your life around. God is the architect of the great turnaround. He can turn your life around. One thing the devil loves to do is to make you think that you are too far gone to be redeemed. There is nobody that is irredeemable in the sight of God. There is no case that is too difficult for God to solve. Even the Bible says, behold, I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? No. There's nothing that is too hard for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God is willing to turn your life around. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. He was proud. He messed up. He suffered. But when he made a U-turn, when he recognized that, wow, there's only one God in heaven, God turned his life around. So what are some bad habits you have right now? What are some bad decisions you've made? You can make a U-turn. Don't keep going down that road. The longer you go down that road, the harder it will be for you to turn back. That's what the devil loves to do. He loves to tell you that, you know what? You can't make your way through this thing. But I'm telling you, folks, you can. You absolutely can. You just need to trust in God and take that first step of making a U-turn. If you're a person that watches pornography, and you're like, wow, how do I break free from this habit? Let me tell you this. Start today. Apologize to God. Ask him for his mercy. And turn around. If you're a person that fornicates, you're cheating on your wife, you're cheating on your spouse, you're defrauding people, you're doing things that do not please God, you can make a U-turn right now. You don't need to keep going down that road. You can make a U-turn. And God will use you for his glory. Are there bad friendships you're in? You can make a U-turn right now. Again, don't ever think that you're too far gone to make a change. No, That's why the Bible says now is the time of salvation. You can start doing the right thing now and all be well with you. One of the best U-turns you can make is to make that U-turn from a life of sin to a life of righteousness, to a life that is in Christ. Just as the Bible promised in our text, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new, not some, all things. So if you want to take that decision today, I want to say a prayer with you. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Cleanse me in your precious blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to love and please you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for those that just give their lives to Christ and for those listening to this podcast. Whatever bad road they are on, O God, help them to make a U-turn. Help them to turn around. Help them to start heading in the right direction right now. Let them not wait a week or a month or a year, but to start making those good decisions now. And as they do, Lord, lift them up with your mighty hands and lead them to their divine destinies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I also pray for myself, oh God, help me. In Jesus' name, amen. So for those that just said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. You've made the best U-turn of your life. I encourage you, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is a very understandable translation. Really do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then find the Bible believing church. Not a church. Find the Bible believing church. There are many churches these days that are trying to keep up with the times, adapt with the times. So they twist the word of God around. Don't join any of those people. Find a Bible believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many great churches all over the world. Fellowship with other believers. Continue along that right path. Don't make a double U-turn and start heading back in the wrong direction, and all will be well with you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Thank you.